forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
it's Kat
and Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment,
a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
We are here with our esteemed guest. We've been jonesing to get on the pod for years at this point. Longer than we've had a pod. Put your ears open for Jacqueline Novak.
Herself, actually, at this point.
Hey.
How are you?
Welcome.
How are you?
We're okay. We're actually happy today. How are you?
I'm good. I felt like there were some things I wanted to cover on the way in.
Please unload.
Oh, one was you commented on my workout pants.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My yoga pants.
Uh-huh.
Joy Lab from Target.
Mm.
I my voice had a sound like I was like ashamed or something of Target. I didn't mean that at all. But anyway, and you were like, you look trim.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to make sure we got that.
you do.
You look really trim. Even when I was on stage, right where I was, thank you, in the front row. And you acknowledged me, which I loved. And
good,
then
good.
I was like,
oh my
she
God,
looks amazing.
That's so special.
Yeah.
Those jeans, I have to say, really well fitting.
Really?
Where'd you get those?
Everlane.
No.
Online. Yeah.
See, I don't like
that
Everlane.
That would never work for me.
Well,
are you
Everlane?
Sure?
Makes me think we have different bodies.
No.
No, we have the same.
Well, Jacqueline, you have to understand that Everlane refused to work with us.
Yeah, they wouldn't sponsor a podcast.
Are you serious?
They gave every other podcast on Forever
are
Dog
you
free jeans.
And
they,
you are teasing.
No.
No, honey.
And they think I'm not going to talk about it publicly. But
we're going to absolutely destroy the brand of Everlane.
It's just like, sad. They're so repressed that they can't.
Oh, God.
They can't. No one. They can't fuck.
I just, Instagram drew me in.
Of course.
And, totally. You know, it's like.
Well, it seems like it's working huge. I mean, you've gotten this compliment from Catherine.
Yeah,
it,
and I don't really think about jeans ever. Ever. But it was like, they're really nice shape.
They're an interesting, they're the 90s cheeky. Okay, not to push. They're called the 90s cheeky. They do something nice.
To the butt?
There's a lining on the butt, at the top of the butt.
Am I allowed to say, I was like, your butt looked amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
And then on top of that, you had that, but then you also had this sort of like tomboy energy with like the way the end of it. And I was like, she's androgyne, but showing me that feminine side.
Yeah, feminine side being
exactly.
A horse.
Acknowledging her sexuality without letting it be overpowering.
No, feminine side being
so
a horse.
Her work.
No, that's too funny. Yeah,
you're a director, and I that makes sense that because you're a director, Jonathan.
Yes,
Jonathan really, as he does like to be called.
When he came on the pod, told me he would never wear my jeans because they were too thin, and that actually changed my life. And I threw those.
To what?
Can I tell you my eat, pray, love journey?
Of course.
I went to LA. Everyone in LA told me my jeans were bad. And
ultimately,
on the
it was actually the worst 2 weeks of our entire.
Ultimately on the podcast, they were just skinny jeans.
They
I didn't know that we weren't wearing.
They were 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, generous.
And look at me, I still loved you.
Yeah. And John on the pod said he would never wear them. And then when I was packing up, but this is the E-Pray
He said
love.
It with love, which was even sadder.
But this was the E-Pray love moment.
Course,
I was packing up in our Airbnb the last day. I couldn't fit everything in my bag.
No,
and I was like,
no.
I have to leave something. And I was like, I looked at the jeans and I was like, I never needed them.
Yeah. And you also left
and
your...
And I threw them out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was
and you
so
also
powerful.
Left your nice shirt and tie, which I stay with me, still have in my apartment.
No, that shirt you gave back to me and say it with me, I got it dry cleaned for a wedding recently, and they say it with me. We just didn't have it when I went to pick it up, actually.
No.
Yeah.
The most angry I've ever seen my mom in my entire life was when a dry cleaner shrunk her sweater.
Oh.
She was so... I've never seen this rage. And I was very, very young.
I actually don't believe things shrink in the wash because that's never happened to me.
It does.
And you know what I've never done is separate colors and whites.
No, you don't need to.
It's like, who started that? What type A person?
No, that's old. That's
what
old
Virgo
school.
Started
People
it.
Were really into it. Yeah, I am a Virgo.
Wait, are you?
The ADD, I think... offsets it. So I don't seem like a Virgo because I have a sort of a slob kind of quality.
Are you into that?
But the Virgo perfectionism definitely lives in my spirit.
My boyfriend's a Virgo.
Yeah. I mean, I find it useful kind of a, what's the word? Like schema of archetypes to engage with in some ways, you know, at times. But I'm not locked in on, I don't have much info about it.
But wait, now I'm ready to hear about your fitness journey.
Oh, yeah. So two things. One, because you were like, do you mind being told you look trim, that sort of thing? Because some people are like, I don't care, right?
Yeah, or some people are like, it's because I'm depressed.
Right, oh, right. Yeah. Don't make assumptions.
Or like, I'm sick.
Don't congratulate.
I'm like, right. Yeah, but she looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they use it like later. They're like, I got really sick 3 years ago. Yeah, and it's the most compliments I ever got. And it's like, people were trying to be nice to you, psycho. Like, what the fuck?
I know, and you know what's so sad is, you know why I was thin? Because I was, yeah. Well, you exactly, exactly what you just said.
It's like, okay, cool, you got us.
I know.
No, yeah, you got
journalism.
The reason I was going to say it or was going to tell you because it immediately reminded me. So a dear friend, one of my oldest friends, she says to me at one point, like, at, you know, the bottom of a, like at one point where I'd lost weight and she had discovered it, right? Via a photo on Instagram.
Discovered
it. The moment of reckoning for her. She's like, in just that same way that we're being taught not to comment on weight, she's like, now I don't like to reward weight loss, you know, as though it's meaningful. But, you know, I know that in the past you've used food as a palliative.
Okay? Oh, my God.
Not in the scene. Not in the scene.
From college.
Childhood. But
wow.
But she's like, I know in the food, like in the past you've used it as a palliative. So
what is a palliative?
I like to think of it this way. You know, palliative care is literally like you're dying and they just want to comfort you.
Oh my God.
And so they're not trying to treat you. They're like hospice, like is a bunch of palliative care.
Oh wow. God.
So palliative, like comforting, you know, for so you feel better. So she's like, you know, you've used food as a emotional crutch for, you know, in the past. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really excited to see that you must be happy. And it's like, you're assuming so God. Much more and so much
That's
worse
so
away
crazy.
Than just like, you look thin, bitch. You know, which I would have taken. Is that the word palliative?
That's so crazy. It's also this comment on all your past interactions with her.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So you kind of rethink every time you ate a Dorito in front of her. What's like being palliative?
Yeah, it's like so intense.
Yeah, it really sucks when you have said in the past that you've struggled with something and then your friend sort of comes at you and says...
But essentially what happened is that...
We've had two fights.
Okay.
We've had two fights.
The first one was Catherine's fault. The second one was famously my fault.
And that's how we're even.
And they both took place at Berkeley Center Shake Shack. And
same day?
Of course. Different days.
Different visits?
Almost. Look at me. Almost 6 months. Apart.
Almost 6 months to the day. Every 6 months, there's a showdown at Shake Shack.
So what happened?
Oh my God! It's like, are you okay?
I know when someone calls and then calls
when
again.
Someone tried,
I
and have like, to, did someone die?
That's like when someone asks you to do.
Should I answer?
You know what that's like.
I'm stressed.
No
now.
One died. No if, one, it's, if it's if it's a colleague.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's a work related.
Hey, so your mom wanted me to be the one to tell you this.
Wait.
That reminds me of two when someone asks you to do a show and you like have to get to your, you have to like look at your calendar. You had to figure it out. In like 7 hours. It's like they email at like 11 a.m. And then like at like 7 a.m. They're like at 7 p.m. They're like, hey, just checking in on this.
Oh,
it's like,
wow.
Yeah, I still haven't engaged with my schedule.
We live a lifestyle where we're not on a computer. I'm not tethered.
You've seen my, Catherine went through my widgets.
Okay, I thought they were the craziest thing they've ever seen.
I don't understand
wait,
how
Wait, your widgets
on my
your,
phone, oh, actually.
Wait, now, is that widget? What we're calling them? Yeah.
I mean, your apps?
Oh my God, you guys.
Your apps?
Don't people call
you
them widgets?
You know how you can have folders that hold apps?
No, well, to me, right?
But someone told,
his folders are named, because his phone does these crazy typos in his pocket, his folders are named, the first one's named LOP, L-O-P-P.
My phone just does whatever it wants in my pocket. That's why it will unfollow people. It will do whatever. If I unfollow you, it's probably because my phone.
His phone will make stories and post them.
My phone will make stories and post them.
I don't understand. Wait, is
my
it
phone will face
honey,
iPhone?
Honey, get in line. I've been asking these questions for years.
It's an iPhone, but this is what it looks like. And it has a birthmark.
Oh my God.
She needs to be birthed.
I know. I'm
going to
get a new one soon, I think.
Oh my God.
It's really hard to get a new phone. They make you like. It's really hard to just walk into a store, buy a phone, pay for the phone, and walk out of the store.
With all the contracts.
Oh, the contracts. But
why
then,
do they have to make it a contract thing?
It's make it an object.
Make it an object.
Make it an object, and a login, and it's just done.
Yeah.
No, I'm so tired of moving data. And
I'm so tired of moving data.
Mention of chips and pins or whatever the thing is that they take out. It's hell.
Yeah.
It's old school. But wait. Wait, two fights.
Oh, okay,
and I'm
so
not one of these people that pushes on. Oh, we got to get back to the story. So,
and Jacqueline, you
don't
feel
read,
that. Is that
you really don't.
And no one's saying that about
and
you.
And even though you're a Virgo, you come off as extremely
and
relaxed.
If someone said that about you to me, you'd be the first person I called.
Oh my God, are you big on, as a friend, I thought you'd want to know that someone else is saying some stuff?
I wouldn't be a friend if I didn't bring this to you.
What a psycho thing to do.
The housewives love to say, if I didn't bring this information to you, I wouldn't be a friend.
Guess so, what? I don't want to know bad things.
That, never. And it's not, you're not being good friend when you do that. You're getting this like, they're getting the thrill of being the messenger. You know, okay, yeah. So in Dirty Dancing, okay, are you familiar with
Actually,
Dirty
I've
Dancing?
Actually, I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Not a joke.
Pretty
not
crazy.
A joke,
all right, fine. That's fine. Well, there's a character who's a side character.
Okay, Jack, she gets so mad.
No, I'm okay with it, but I insist on completing the analogy for the listeners.
You know? Totally. I'm sure at least one of our listeners has actually chosen to see.
So we do have a shocking,
Dirty Dancing, is it called?
We have a shocking amount of 19-year-old listeners who probably think you're talking about Havana Nights.
Oh my God.
Havana Nights was a shocking theater going experience because suddenly Swayze appears as like a cameo.
Really?
And the whole audience, there was like a collective kind of like,
Really?
Like we're just so shocked. We were in this very different world from the original movie. Uh-huh. And then just to see him, but we're all obviously lovers of the original. So
Was he still playing his original character?
It was vague. I feel like he just sort of appeared in a dancing studio like, like, hey, here's some shoes. I don't know.
Yeah. Career gold. Fuck.
The analogy is merely there's a character who's Johnny's cousin, okay? And Johnny's Swayze. And he, at one point, comes running to tell Johnny when he gets back from this trip about something that's going on with Penny. And and it's just, I always think about how, like, that character, like, he was so excited to be the one to tell Johnny that, like, something was going down. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that. It's that energy.
Yeah.
It's Johnny Castle's cousin.
You see it a lot.
You're not the protagonist when you do that.
Yeah.
And you should be the protagonist in your own life.
Exactly.
There's lots of housewives that like to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch Housewives?
Not really. I only saw that one episode.
Then you don't.
Of one of them where.
Which one was? I'm curious.
Where I thought it's fun if you've only seen one to know which one.
Yeah, totally.
Because it was kind of amazing.
They all are.
Yeah.
Every episode is amazing.
It involves someone's husband who is somehow a musical whatever playing at a piano and there's a dinner party.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
It was
guess.
David Foster, played for Yolanda Foster and her friends. Yeah. They're divorced now. I'm sorry.
Anyways. But I remember that, and I remember the fruit in that sort of open glass kind of refrigerator.
Yes.
You know, those
that was
glass
like very
refrigerators.
Yeah, and it was a Mac. She's actually Gigi Hadid's mom and Bella Hadid's mom.
Really?
Yeah, it was Yolanda.
Hell?
Yolanda.
She's
Mary.
A housewife?
Yeah. Well, she was. Now she's not because she got Lyme disease and it all became too much. And they also then, and all of the other housewives ganged up on her and said she had Munchausen. Someone just saying she had Lyme disease, but it didn't seem like she kind of did. But that was a big thing of that's a big thing of that. That is a great example of them going up to her and being like, I have to tell you something. They were talking about your Lyme disease and the word Munchausen was used.
No.
That's so funny.
The housewives saying Munchausen.
Yeah. They moved
also, up. Don't you feel like Munchausen has been severely actually pushed to the side by proxy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like no one even talks about Munchausen the basic anymore.
We talk about it all the time because he wants to be sharp objects.
I wish I got so sick.
Is that what Sharp Objects is about? I missed it.
No. Sharp Objects is about like your mom gets you really sick on purpose and then she
isn't
like,
that by proxy?
That is by proxy.
Yeah. And then
it's really fun to say like Munchausen by proxy. Mm-hmm. It's just like really satisfying. Like
totally.
I don't know, by proxy really satisfies me. It's
totally.
Like,
yeah,
phrase.
Of course.
As it should.
Wait, so Munchausen is my proxy. Oh, but you know what I have seen? I think it's connected to the Housewives.
Vanderpump Rules?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Wait, what do you watch when you unwind?
I watch, I keep up on a lot of general programming, but like usually the darker, the better. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really finding it relaxing to watch Chernobyl.
I haven't seen
nightly.
I don't want to watch Chernobyl.
It's so gruesome that to me, it's like the same way I kind of enjoy any rendition of Titanic I would watch, right? I want to go through the journey
totally.
Of meditating on what it would be like to be on a ship.
Have you
and it going down.
That is true.
Have you watched Euphoria?
No.
I'm obsessed.
Oh my God. Tell me about it. I've just heard.
Like, it's drug-fueled teens.
Oh, right.
Do you like that?
I think so.
It might not be, I don't know.
You don't think I'll like it?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I like it all.
You know, I really do like it all.
It's so beautifully shot too, and it's just like, the acting's really good.
Do you know what I returned to last night after a long hiatus?
Where?
Selling Sunset.
Oh, I've actually seen a little bit of that.
Yeah. My dream is to be Eiffel Tower by the two bald twins. Wait, I think they're so hot.
I always confuse.
I like bald. Do you?
Bald?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I certainly, well, you know, my
your boyfriend
theory,
has a lot of hair.
My boyfriend has a lot of hair. And he's really into Selling Sunset, I think.
Oh,
there's
really?
There's so a couple funny. Shows. He's into any of the LA real estate because we moved there 6 months ago.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
So he really enjoys watching that. And like, he has run into, it might be Selling Sunset. What's the other one that's another LA-based?
There is Million Dollar Listing.
Oh, yeah.
LA or whatever.
Maybe it's that. But is Selling Sunset the one where they have the office full of blonde,
yes,
like gorgeous women?
Yeah.
And the woman whose husband is on This Is Us is on it.
Right.
And she's unbelievable.
Yes.
And there's this incredible scene, I don't know if you've seen it, where one of them missed a charity event to go to Burning Man. And then the This Is Us wife is like, we really could have used your help there. And she's like, well, I was going to Burning Man. And she's like, what's that? And she's like, it's a festival. And she's like, how much does
amazing.
It cost?
Amazing.
Like, $500, but it's for the whole weekend. It's a really special experience.
No.
How much did your dress cost?
No.
And she's like, and she starts laughing. It was amazing.
Oh my God.
That's an iconic scene. Wait, it yes. seems like from Instagram that you love your new life.
LA?
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
You do?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm here in New York, and New York is wonderful for all the reasons, but that, you know, it's New York. It's not a diss on New York
totally.
To enjoy LA. You know, it's two different things. And I love, it's completely exotic to me. The presence of pools is huge for
really?
Me.
You love
huge.
To swim.
I love
Do you
to
have
swim
friends
or
with pools?
Just see one. I have one.
Yeah.
Well, my apartment has one.
Oh, your pool?
My apartment has one. Okay.
Oh my
Are you
God.
Dying? I can't believe I'm seeing it on Instagram. I literally
no,
I
saw.
Oh.
I didn't know
like if that was like your
mine?
Permanent home or like,
yeah.
it, was, like it looks
oh, right.
like I was like, is she at a hotel? Like what's going on with her? I was worried.
It's kind
of, I reached out to
yeah, there's a pool in the center that was one of my main desires.
Yeah.
For
totally.
An LA apartment.
Did you grow up with where'd you grow up?
In the suburbs here. So no personal pool.
Which suburbs?
Chappaqua, Mount Kisco, New York.
Where's that? Upstate-ish?
Well,
kinda.
We don't
it's
call it upstate.
I know, yeah, yeah.
You know,
like Westchester-ish?
It's Westchester, yeah. Northern right, Westchester.
Cool.
But growing up, we would go to the pool clubs. And those were the greatest days.
Uh-huh.
Having read your book, I sort of like have this image of like
yeah.
the house you grew up in my head.
Oh my God.
We'd have to read your
like,
book.
It has like big windows. Now I'm thinking, am I just picturing the house
the,
I grew up
no,
in?
No, right.
Like, up there with you. And like,
yeah.
I think as I was reading, I was picturing you. Now this is weird. Now, I think as
yeah.
I was reading, I was picturing you in my childhood
yeah.
bedroom, like with your, like with the
totally.
Ice cream and the shower.
Yes.
I was like, I was putting myself. I was
yes.
Like, yeah.
Oh no, I'm really interested in what we picture when we're reading books. I think
mm-hmm.
it's like one of the most interesting questions.
Yeah, me and my cousins used to love to get together
yeah.
and talk about how we pictured each Harry Potter person.
Really?
And that some of them were so different. And I famously pictured Voldemort as Darth Maul from Star Wars.
I miss before we had the movies
no,
and we could like pretend like
I know.
The shock of
what do kids talk about with their cousins?
I wanted
these
Hermione
days.
To be like hideous. Yeah. And then she's gorgeous.
I know.
It's like yeah, right.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think what we really want to know is, well, before we ask that, I really just want to know, like, what's the deal with your boyfriend?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my
How
God.
How long have you guys been in love? Like, what's your story? Tell us
We've
everything.
We've been in love, like, 8 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's so
I know.
Long.
I know.
Now, and based on what I saw on Monday night, you said you had many boyfriends.
You've had
what
many
do I
boyfriends?
Say? Well, I say... Yeah, I haven't had that many, but I do say in the show when I get to another one, I go, and really I say it because I'm like, oh God, I acknowledge that I'm making them hold in their head these different
yeah.
male characters, but I also am like, it's not relevant. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't need you to distinguish them, really.
Yeah, I have to see your show.
You have
yeah.
to see it.
How long is it still running for?
Through August 18th.
Oh, great.
Oh my God. Are you
I know.
I'm so excited.
No, I'm fine right now because there's a lot of adrenaline around like getting to opening night.
Yeah.
And getting through.
When did it start?
Reviewers and that sort of thing. It started, I guess we're at on the second week of previews. The end of previews. End of the second week of previews.
My favorite thing you said was when you talked about paper cuts.
Oh my God. I got to put that back in because that was spontaneous.
It was so
I was
going to
say, how much do you write? Because you seem so kind of like effortless, spontaneous. How much of that do you do when you're on stage?
Not that much in this show because this show is very sort of me pulling together, you know, locking in kind of on every, and there's stuff, there's like jokes in there literally that I wrote in like 2006.
Yeah, I know.
That are important jokes to me that I'm like, yeah, no, that's good. Like, that's one of my notions that hasn't gone wide.
I have this weird guilt around it where I'm like, even if like when I went to LA, I did my like long, my, my hour long show in LA. I was like, none of these people have ever seen me perform. Yeah. And I'm just like, I convinced myself in my head that they've like heard the joke before somehow.
No,
and I, like,
I know.
Beat the shit out of myself.
No,
for
it's
it
hell.
In my head.
It's hell. And I really think it's important to not, I mean, it depends on your, you know, path as an artist, right? It's sort of like to be acting, you know, it's like the Louis C.K., you know, every year, new hour thing, right?
Oh that
from 10 years ago, or whenever
I'm
you said
laughing,
that.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, and it messed a lot of people up, right? I think that kind of
Louis
idea.
C.K. messed a lot of people up.
Yeah.
With his every year, new hour idea.
I truly
refuse. Jack, some news. Yeah.
whenever people make a face about Louis C.K., I'm always like, yeah, I know, the whole hour thing, right? The new hour thing.
I just feel like
can't
believe
the seller is letting him back after the hour thing.
Until my shit is all over Netflix, I'm going to keep saying old jokes. I don't care.
No, totally. If you think of it like, I don't know if this is the perfect example, but if you think of it like you're this academic, okay, where you'd be working out certain ideas over your career, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you're working them out. You know, you go to a thing, you speak on your idea, you evolve it some more with some more thinking in your little study, and then you know you go to another conference, and of course you're gonna share, you know, the idea if it still stands. In your mind.
Totally. Yeah.
So it's like, it's versus just this, you know, right, oh, it's disposable. Mean, it's totally. Trash. That's old. It's like,
it's the foundation.
It's the foundation. It's like,
it's the crust of the pizza.
It's the collection of
it's
your
a
work.
Cauliflower crust.
It's a cauliflower crust.
Are you guys into that?
No.
No, there was a huge chapter of my life in March to June.
Keto?
Was it literally keto?
Don't take us back there.
No, it was a huge part of my life. I was on keto.
Oh.
Are you on keto?
Hi.
Is that why you're so thin?
I mean, that's probably, that helped me.
I mean, it's
initially.
Crazy. You feel better on it, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally. I'm not on it right now. I'm pastaing up a storm nightly at Ultra Paradiso with
because you're in West Village. You're being chic.
It's,
Where are you staying while you're here?
Brooklyn Heights at my cousin Rachel's apartment, which is heaven.
Wow.
Love.
She's not even in it at the moment.
And you know what I remember about you?
Upper West Side.
When
you were here. I know.
You're an icon of the Upper West.
No, I appreciate that because I almost felt like, it was another thing where when Chris and I were looking, we were in Crown Heights and we were in Hell's Kitchen. We wanted to get on the island, you know?
Of course.
That was always really important to Chris.
I want to get on the island.
It's important to me. Now that I'm on the island, I feel
like I want to get on the island one day, but also like if I'm going to be on the island, I need to be near Central, actually. That's why Upper West, to be an Upper West queen is like
aspirational. Central was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris would run in the park.
Oh, it's
like every day.
Magical.
It's one of the best places in the world to run.
No, it's very special. It's empty during the week. It's like,
oh my God. And when
it's
you
just
go
like
up,
your backyard.
Yeah.
Literally when you're like, when you hit like 100th and you're on that little curve at the top.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the forest.
You're in Provence.
No, it's beautiful.
You're in Provence. You're under the Tuscan sun.
At that point in time.
At that point in time, you've actually chosen to be under the Tuscan sun.
Wait, I never saw Under the Tuscan.
You'll love it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's so
I haven't
stupid.
Seen it in a while. But it's just that feeling. I mean, I love her.
I mean, daughter.
Heaven. Are you big fans of, because I am, Unfaithful?
Oh, yes. I have.
Tonight,
I think I need to.
You
say,
need to. It's
a girl in my college.
Major.
A girl in my
it
college.
Sounds very sexy.
That's how,
and I like that.
A girl
it
in my
is.
College.
I like sexy, scary.
A girl in my college. That's how she learned. You can. That's how she learned what doggy style was. she never knew that you could do it from the back, and she thought that she thought they were having anal when they were doing it like that. And she's like,
you know what's sad?
They
is
might
I learned,
be having anal in that scene.
Maybe in in the bathroom scene.
Stop, don't spoil it. No spoilers.
The bathroom, I think
it's the stairwells.
Maybe, I just remember it being
stop,
in a closed space.
Stop, you guys. Spoilers.
No, right, because
I haven't seen that film in a while.
I had full-blown missionary sex on a set of stairs in 2013. And that's like my stairwell sex experience.
Wow. I mean,
I knew I wasn't going to come if I was standing up. So I was like, just lay on me.
Yeah. No, so your back was on the ridges of the stairs, kind of?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're a cum laying See, I'm also a come laying down. I can't stand, come standing up.
Of course you can't come standing up. But no,
my boyfriend, can't come on.
You come standing up?
Well, I think I could.
Okay, we're fighting.
My boyfriend can't come on his back, but he can come standing up.
You know what I feel embarrassed about? It was way later in life that I realized that you could also have anal sex from the front.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of people. I realized that, like, I'm so ashamed because I think it's a sort of, it's almost like a homophobic ignorance.
Totally. No, totally. It is.
Like, I felt, yeah, I was like.
And you guys owe me money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's gay.
I think, like, John Early had to tell me. And I had to pretend almost like, it was just like, I was like, no, yeah. Like, it was like some, I forget, what, I think it was on stage. I think it was a cake shop. It was something where I'm like, well, like, some, and it revealed, and then I tried to cover my logic that, like, no, well, actually, it could be.
That's my biggest fear, is like saying something on stage that actually reveals that I just, like, don't know something that truly every single other person knows.
Oh my God, every day of my life.
Yeah.
And you can control it. You can generally control it when it's just you on stage.
Yeah.
You can avoid going towards an area. Now, you could still, still mess up, but it's really hosting with other people. Totally. That's the risk. That's why conversations on stage are a nightmare.
They really, truly are.
No, but I feel safe. I feel very taken care of.
Because we both are dumb.
We're both
and neither of us will go near any hard topics.
You know, you can feel safe with.
I like candy.
With. Yeah.
You go, candy good.
It's so important.
Okay, back to what really matters. We're talking about your relationship.
Oh, yeah. So
you're in New York.
We're big on the Upper West. Strolling the parks and the park in the mornings was luscious. That was the biggest.
But I need the origin story.
Oh, sorry.
Of your love.
So
if you feel comfortable.
Yeah. Sure.
Totally.
So let's see. I ran into him at a show at the Holiday Cocktail Lounge, which I think is no longer standing. I'll give you the most romantic version. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I was about to move back into the city from my parents' house from the sort of depression years. I had healed myself via, you know, the right medication working its way in over the course of the year.
Wait, can I ask you what you're on?
Lamictal, Wellbutrin, and Lexapro.
Oh, okay.
Wellbutrin and Lexapro are just sort of a lingering from previous, but the Lamictal was the thing that really made the difference.
I never have heard
Lamictal. I wish it was called Lamictal.
I just got on Prozac.
Great.
My boyfriend's on Wellbutrin.
A classic.
I
actually talked to my psychiatrist about Pat's journey on Prozac.
Yeah, and I actually, that's what our fight was about, because one time Catherine said...
No.
You had to bring it home.
I'm so excited.
So this is the whole deal. And we shared this publicly several times, but we still need to always revisit it, because if we were academics, we would be revisiting
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Of course. It's a relationship.
So essentially, me and Catherine, longstanding, have bonded, talked, discussed at length our shared struggle with binge eating. Like, whatever.
Greetings.
Okay. So you're
I think about something I heard. I don't know if I heard you say it. I don't know where I heard you say it, but you, this image you've
lived
in my brain. I get chills thinking about it. You open the takeout bag in your bed.
Oh
yeah.
That's it's really interesting you say that, because that's literally key to the night Chris and I met.
Oh my God.
That very image is like what made him, me describing that to him.
Are you
literally
serious?
Like made him fall in love with
me. Yeah, because it's so pure, and it's like pure joy. It's like you can finally be yourself.
But you know what stresses me out though? It's like, okay, when you're getting takeout, say you get Seamless.
Yeah.
When it comes,
By the way, really quick break in. I'm so moved by Seamless hitting its 20-year anniversary in the ads. Like literally the ads in the subway. I was like, oh my God. I was like, 20?
That's 20? So long. Are you serious?
So long. And I'm
since
like,
99?
That's not true.
99. It is.
They're
though.
Lying.
They're like, there was.
Have
even,
you been using Seamless since 99?
No, but I think there wasn't cell
phones. I think in 2002. No, but you ordered on the computer.
No, that's crazy talk.
Just like Sandra Bullock in
on
the
my
net.
Windows.
They were just. Yeah. It was just a kid with a dream. It was a 90s kid with a dream.
Have you seen The Net? I'm sorry. With Sandra Bullock.
No.
Early internet hacker
please
thing.
Please take that on your list.
I love
She
internet
orders pizza via her computer, like using her own code. And it's like.
Megan?
It's like a big deal. Anyway, it's really funny to watch now. It's great.
I want to watch it.
Wait, so sorry. I was really excited about Seamless because I was just like, wow. And like, I've been so hardcore Seamless for so long.
Totally,
yeah,
me too.
It's heavy.
No, you know what
huge
can get the
part
fuck
of
out of my life?
Yeah.
Postmates.
Postmates has been good to me once or twice because they
I know.
Seamless didn't used to have Taco Bell. Yeah. Okay, I've said so much.
I almost went to talk about Cantina by myself the other day for the first time in my life.
Come
no,
with me.
Is it going to be a positive experience?
Stay with me.
Wait, what Cantina? Which one?
Taco Bell Cantina.
Oh, Taco Bell.
I didn't know about that.
It's upscale Taco Bell.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, are you serious? Like Starbucks Reserve?
Yeah.
Thank you. I was like, what's the analogy? Yes, I was exactly the analogy I was searching for. Have you been to the one on 14th? That's trying to
the reserve
you.
Or the Cantina?
The reserve. Oh. It is trying to have bareback missionary sex with me. It is crazy, that space. There's
I gotta go.
Is it beautiful?
It's gorgeous. There's like a pizza restaurant, like a full service bar. There's gender neutral bathrooms downstairs. Slanted fuck me sinks. You know the sinks that are just like.
Yeah, yeah.
I
don't like when something tries to be an expensive food court. I don't like it. I'm
just
talking about Northern Market in Williamsburg at this point.
No, I was just going to say there's a lot of, right. There's a lot of like industrial spaces being converted to sort of like high
artisanal.
End. Yeah.
No, I don't like the Starbucks Reserve, but I had an emotional moment there because I had seen a lover who I was falling in deep, deep love with. Yeah. And then he was about to leave for a few months and we had our date. We said goodbye. And on the way home, I took the train and I got off to pee at the Starbucks Reserve. And as I walked the Starbucks Reserve, I was like... I was like, this is the craziest place in the world to me right now. And the craziest thing, I feel bad for everyone here because they don't know.
Oh, they don't know what you're going through.
That he's going away. And how can a Starbucks Reserve present me with hats and tumblers and flatbreads when my lover is leaving?
Yes.
And there's nothing crazier than being in the Starbucks Reserve right now.
Yes. The way the world marches on, kind of.
I was like, that woman putting her hair in a ponytail doesn't know about you. A street sign doesn't know about you.
I wanted your other
the
one to
street sign doesn't know about you.
with every lyrical moment.
Or boobot, yeah.
Each sleeve was falling.
Anyways, you almost went to talk about Katina.
Oh, yeah. But my point is about seamless is that sometimes it stresses me out. I'm an eating in bed absolute queen.
Yes.
But I am.
As all great artists are.
As all great artists are. But you know, it comes in this tin often. Like, what do you do?
Oh, wait.
And then.
Yeah. You know, and then you stab through it.
No, but it comes in that tin where you undo.
What comes in a tin?
No, often like.
So a foil tin and a plastic
tin.
Top that has a little lip.
And then it's on your lap or something. Like, where do you put it?
I put a pillow on my lap.
Well,
but then I have to put like a pillow against my back so I could lean up and watch TV.
Of course. No, I actually generally.
When my muscles have fully atrophied. That's when you're having palliative care.
That's really palliative care.
Oh, can you imagine, like, because it's like by the time like we're in palliative care, like it won't be what it is now. Like we'll be who we are, so we'll be like ordering, we will be ordering semen. You know what I mean? Like we will be. Yeah. It just will be different.
It's
like
so dark. It's,
our palliative care is going to be chic. '90s kids palliative care. Tamagotchi my ass in the retirement community.
It's never not funny to realize that. When we're gonna be old, we're gonna still have the references of our generation versus transforming into like our grandparents' like knowledge or something.
Yeah,
it's like specific. It's like always hilarious.
When I'm 80, I'm going to be a World War II vet.
Yeah. Exactly. Wait. There's something about the food. Wait. Oh, bed. Right. So I generally don't do that much eating on the bed because.
Oh, me neither. Either.
Oh, I'll see you there.
No. But I did. There was a period where Chris and I like had no. Our TV was up in our loft space, where by loft space I mean like New York, whatever. Totally. Not like our TV was up in the penthouse apartment.
Can you imagine
the open loft space while we were down in the more traditional one bedroom. our lofted bed area was where our TV was. And then it was like a mattress on the floor because it was only 5 feet or whatever, right up there. So for that time to eat in front of the television, which is of course what we wanted, we would eat on the bed, just a full pizza. And the pizza box holds together nicely on a bed. And you open it up and then you have two big squares.
Oh, it's perfect.
And then you have plates.
You know, so it works.
It works.
And then we like got
pizza
a couch.
And bed, it works.
I love eating out of it feels so good.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
But so I don't normally do, where the Chinese food popping, the staples popping off the bag that was on a bed, because that was in a hotel, and that is one of the great pleasures is eating on a hotel bed.
Truly.
That's huge. That's huge.
You can be disgusting.
You can be disgusting. Yeah. There's no fear. It's like,
there's no rules.
Oh, a little sauce on the bed.
Absolutely so horny in a hotel room, regardless of anything. Something about the white. The
white. It better be white because there are some places still holding on to like a pattern.
I don't want that.
Tapestry. It's psychotic.
I love like a white. It's so cold. You can make it so cold if you want.
I want to be in a hotel tomorrow.
And there's like so many pillows.
Like, I know. I splurged for a nice one.
What are you into hotel wise?
I mean, I need room service and I need a pool.
Yeah.
Rooftop pool.
What town are you headed to?
I'm going to London tomorrow.
Oh,
wait!
Right.
I have to talk to you because I'm going to the Fringe.
Yes.
Have you done it?
Do you avoid? Yeah, last year. Do you avoid saying Edinburgh because of the?
I actually feel weirdly comfortable saying it because I've been.
How?
Before.
Oh, and how do you pronounce
Edinburgh?
Yeah, I just like I like to land on like a hard O, even though I know it's not.
Wait,
there.
It's not
Edinburgh.
I used to say Edinburgh.
I used to say in my head. I said like Edinburgh,
and I thought it
I feel
was
like
in
my head it's kind of Edinburgh. Like in my head, it's still it. No,
totally.
Edinburgh.
Totally. It definitely takes a.
It's like a spelling.
Can I ask?
It takes a moment to.
I haven't packed. What should I pack? Anything? Any tips? Trades?
It was legitimately chilly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to bring a jacket and like jeans.
Yeah, definitely a jacket.
My jeans are too small right now.
No.
Wait.
Everlane,
honestly.
No, they.
It's just like they're a place where like I can feel that when I sit, sometimes it makes my stomach hurt.
I hate
and
that.
I used to feel comfortable.
Hell.
I know, but hopefully I'll lose a few pounds when I'm there because I'm not going to be like drinking 10 drinks every day.
I gained in Edinburgh.
Because it's like sausage rolls for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Well, there was something very appealing.
On my note.
And on your phone.
What's in your cup even?
Oh, it's coffee.
So now that's why it's got a tinge now. It's water. It's tinged. I'm really into giving the visuals. I was like, her sleeve fell off.
Yeah.
I can't let them be
She's
anything.
Stage directions.
Yeah. Not understood.
Sort of in that workshopping theatrical space.
Exactly.
She can't turn it off. She can't turn it off.
Cool.
I gained because
yeah,
a couple things.
Jacqueline, why did
okay,
you gain?
So we get there. So I get there. There were and I rented an apartment through one of the.
Who
things.
Took you there?
Live Nation.
Okay. And then what happened?
And I rent an apartment through one of the many weird websites that just like they do it through. It's like not versus Airbnb or whatever. So like it's like a month rental. I get there. It's like fine. But then, like, I checked the bed just in this, like, I usually don't check for bed bugs because I'm too freaked out by the... Don't worry. It's not a bed bug story.
Okay.
It's just I glance at the, like, I check around the bed, just kind of whatever, just, like, do my due diligence.
Uh-huh.
A phrase I kind of hate. But anyway. Like, I did my due. I did my due deal. Not that anyone says that, but we haven't. Did you do your due deal?
That's a woman I've never met.
I know. Me neither. So there was a condom wrapper, open condom wrapper, right?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay. In the space between the bed and the bed frame. And I was like, just grossed out because like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm in a different country.
Totally.
I'm like, I'm paying for this place. Like it's supposed to be spotless at the start.
Of course.
And it makes me feel like the clean was surface.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so I call the people and they're like, we'll get a cleaner in there, whatever, They do it. I race off to the Scotsman Hotel for the night.
Oh,
okay, because I'm grossed out.
A different hotel.
Yeah, well, this is... No. Sorry. So I was renting an apartment.
Oh, right.
That had
right.
the condom.
Yes.
Head off to the Scotsman just to be like, I'm going to take care of myself for the night. Scotsman's really cute and like haunted and like whatever and cozy. And so they go and they send the cleaner in or whatever. I return the next day and I'm like not sure about this place anymore at all. Just like freaked out. I'm like, and I think I'm just, there's anxiety, right? And in general, I get there and so I check again. Now there's another condom wrapper.
What?
No.
On the floor under the area. And this.
That's crazy.
And when I say another. Yeah. When I say another, because they questioned me, the rental people, I was like, they were like, it's probably the same one. I'm like, different brand.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Now, I think what happened is in cleaning in the bed frame, they shook another one loose, but they didn't go deeper. So now I'm just so grossed out.
Yeah.
And I'm like freaked out and I'm like wildly looking for like another place to stay. Like I just want a fresh start.
Yeah.
It was probably just like the anxiety of the show, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like talking to Chris. Now, Chris was coming like 2 days later because he did the Fringe. and a last minute kind of, he literally just was like, it was like he was going to come visit and it was like, oh, maybe I'll do spots. And then he looked up one of the free fringe things and just booked a venue and did.
Amazing. Maybe so he was there at the same time.
Yeah.
What time was your show, by the way?
Maybe that'll happen with
5:30,
me and you, Catherine.
I think.
Oh, okay.
5:36.
Catherine, maybe that'll happen with me and you.
I would die for you to come with me.
Oh my God.
I never have off the
it's
country.
It's wild. And it's kind of just, it's, I mean, it's a very like true fringe experience where like, you know.
You should come stay with me in August.
Oh my God.
I know. Maybe I should.
It would be very fun and strange.
Yeah. I would like that.
So then Chris shows up. I say this because it's sort of romantic. So Chris shows up and I'm like still unsure if mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, stay in this place.
Uh-huh.
And Chris gets there and like, Chris is like, and it's very Chris. He's like, this is fantastic. Okay. He's like, I love it. And then like, I showed him this aww. Little cut through to the street where the restaurants are. And he's like, this is great. And like the second Chris was there and I was like, but I just don't want to be in the bedroom in that bed. I'm grossed mm-hmm. out by it now. And I just don't want to be in it. And I was like, so, and there was a very fresh sort of IKEA pullout thing,
uh-huh.
that weird one that whatever, you see it in a lot of places. It yeah. was clearly brand new. And I was like, what if we set up in the living room? That's our bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's our permanent bed. We're not putting that thing back. Okay. And we set up and I went out and got fresh sheets of our own, you know, nice. Just fresh sheets. And and we set it up and it was like, you know, this kind of camping in the fresh living room on the fresh IKEA thing. And it was like, and I literally was like, Chris makes a house a home.
Aww.
It was like his presence, like I immediately calmed down.
That's so sweet.
It was so.
That's what you
it
want.
It was so. It was really profound. Like I just settled the fuck down.
Oh my God.
Like a crazy bitch. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.